This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. For those who celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a great day with family and friends yesterday. Kwanzaa begins today, and of course Hanukkah ran from December 2nd through the 10th. In all of these celebrations, we generate an extraordinary amount of waste, and it comes in all different forms. In this holiday edition of Issues of the Environment, we're going to look at some ways to better deal with our trash and excess. My guest today is Angela Porta. Angela serves as Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor. Thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, David.
Well, there's nothing better than watching kids rip into their presents with joy and abandon, but we really do create ridiculous amounts of garbage. I read somewhere that there's a 25% increase in generated trash in the United States just between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That sound about right to you?
Yeah, that is correct, and that equates to 1 million extra pounds per week of trash generated.
I can't even imagine how that translates into sheer tonnage. I'm trying to get a picture of that. That is just huge. Well, paper waste is some of the excess that we create during the holiday season. And then there's plastic packaging. There are Christmas lights, Christmas trees, electronics, batteries, even food waste. So let's start with some of the best practices for dealing with these things as we now look at the piles in our living room and garages. Is wrapping paper recyclable?
Yes, it is, as long as there's not foil or a metallic feature to it. So as long as it's just paper, it can be recycled, and generally that is accepted curbside.
And what do we do with the stuff that does have the foil and the sprinkles and all the extras?
Yeah, unfortunately, foil on wrapping paper would mean that it would have to go into the trash.
What about bubble wrap that seems to round so many of the packages today?
Yeah, with the increase in online shopping, a lot of people are getting bubble wrap in their packages. And so it should not go in a curbside recycling system, but there are drop-off opportunities for collecting that material. So our drop-off station and our recovery yard are one of those places.
Just as a matter of curiosity, is there any discussion in the recycling community about trying to expand to include those kinds of things? Because unfortunately, I fear that most people choose convenience over responsibility, and therefore it's ending up in the garbage bags and ultimately the landfill.
Yeah. So in the recycling industry, I think there are some communities that accept plastic bags and wrap and that type of flexible plastic in the curbside bin. Maybe it's bagged separately and plucked off at the beginning of the sorting process.
Right.
But I'm not exactly sure if that's going to expand widely and if that will expand in our community.
Well, I think most presents today, or at least a good portion, include some form of electronics, whether it's computers or cell phones, and they're a whole different animal when it comes to waste and making sure that it is dealt with properly, right?
Yes, absolutely. Electronics need to be recycled separately. They should absolutely not go in a curbside recycling bin. They need to be dismantled, and the different components need to be recycled properly, and we see a huge increase in electronics coming to our drop-off station between November and December. The amount that we see coming in doubles during that time.
Well, that's really encouraging. People
yes,
are catching
absolutely.
On. They have the information, they're educated, and they're dealing with it properly, right?
Yes, we are very pleased that people are bringing their electronic waste to us so it can be properly disposed of.
So as we head toward the new year, that's about the time that most people start taking down the Christmas trees and the wreaths. What are we going to do with those?
Yeah, so Christmas trees, real Christmas trees, at least in Ann Arbor, there are 4 drop-off locations for disposing of live trees. They just need to have all the decorations removed, of course, and those will be chipped up for mulch. And then artificial trees, if people are no longer wanting to use them, they can be donated at our reuse center. Even if just, you know, one light bulb is burnt out, we can still accept that. And if it's beyond the point of reuse, our drop-off station and recovery yard can accept artificial trees with the understanding that not all artificial trees are made of the same materials, and so some components of them may become waste, but our staff will do their best to disassemble the artificial trees and recycle as many materials as possible.
So certainly good options. Now, I know there are probably some who have families like mine who are superlatively gluttonous when it comes to eating at the holiday season, and no matter how much we manage to stuff in, there's always excess. What is the best way to deal with our food waste?
Yeah, so after the holidays, there's definitely lots of leftovers. So nice thing about the internet today is there's so many creative ways to reuse leftovers. So I definitely encourage people to look up online if they don't already have some ideas up their sleeve. And then if the leftovers get beyond the point of eating, composting options are available. And so there's some resources on the City of Ann Arbor's website at a2gov.org/compost. And they have some tips for winter composting, whether you have a curbside composting cart in this community or not. So some options of composting in your backyard.
Excellent. Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking holiday trash and excess with Angela Porter. Angela, we spent most of our time so far talking about what to do with the excess from this season, but if we want to make a difference for the next holiday season, we should probably have a plan in place. What is the best place to start in reducing the amount of waste we generate for the 2019 holiday season?
Yeah, to reduce waste going into next year's holidays, the best thing to do is to plan ahead and stick to your plan. So I make lots of lists, and so, for example, for grocery shopping, you can make a plan of what you're going to serve, what exactly the ingredients are you need, and go to the store and try not to deviate from your plan. And same thing with gift giving. Make a list of the gifts that you want to give and think about, you know, are these things that my friends or family are really going to use, and stick to your plan.
Obviously, very good and broad advice. I want to get a little more specific. Most of us are still going to go buy toys, games, and other commercial products that all seem to come in an overabundance of packaging. There have been times, I think, that it took me longer to free a doll from the packaging than the time my daughters actually ended up playing with it. Is all of that packaging necessary?
No, not necessarily. Are you referring to, like, the gift wrap
No. Just the boxes that these toys come in and all of the plastic that surrounds them. I'm trying to get to a point of looking at what we're doing with corporate America and whether we have a voice in how those products make it to market.
Right, yeah. So if there's specific lines of toys that you like to purchase, it's definitely a good idea to reach out to those companies and let them know that, you know, you don't feel that the plastic wrap necessarily needs to be around the toy, but maybe they have a response and good reason for why they have the plastic wrap on the toy.
And we do need to be diligent in our planning. Once we've collected that and realized what we have in our homes, we do need to make a plan for how we're going to properly dispose of that and at least minimize the impact we have on the environment, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So we haven't talked about greeting cards, and it's fascinating because I can't imagine how much money is spent and how much paper is created to create these greeting cards, but is there a way to reuse them or to make sure that they are being recycled properly?
Yep, there is, and so it's the same situation with cards as it is with wrapping paper.
Okay.
So as long as there is no foil or metallic-y and sparkles, it can be recycled. Another great idea is to save the front part of the card, and you can reuse that as a gift tag for next year.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and, you know, it could be used for a gift tag, or it could just be used for a holiday craft.
Now, in our planning, we did talk about gift wrapping a little earlier, but let's talk about it again in a little different way. I read, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that if each family just wrapped three of the presents it gives over the course of a holiday season and wraps it in reused materials, that would save enough paper to cover 45,000 football fields. That's huge.
Wow, yes, that is huge.
I want to come back to meal planning for the holidays. It's something you mentioned, and we need to have a plan, and we need to stick to the plan. But I come from a long line of great-grandmothers, grandmothers, a mom, and a mother-in-law that always worried that someone might go without. So, of course, there's always a week worth of leftovers, which most of it spoils. So best advice for the planning process for next holiday season and alleviating those concerns about not having enough and making just the right amount.
Yeah, I know you definitely want to err on the side of having more than you need rather than not enough. And so making that plan, like I mentioned earlier, making a meal plan and seeing what other people are bringing and going to the store and getting the ingredients that you need. I also encourage letting your guests know to bring their own reusable containers. That way you can kind of divvy up the leftovers
Oh,
and
nice.
Not have all
yeah.
of it in your home. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. And Angela, I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I hope there are many great meals to come between now and the new year. And thank you so much for spending part of your holiday break with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. Happy holiday to you, too.
That is Angela Porta, who serves as Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor. Issues of the Environment is a weekly presentation and produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.